And Douglas is in Southend. Hi, Douglas.
Hi there, Douglas speaking, yeah.
Welcome to the Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
I've got a question, yeah. If we were able to build a spaceship now that was able to get to the universe where the Big Bang occurred, what would we find there now?
What do you, as in, you're assuming the Big Bang, we could find that point in the universe where the Big Bang happened?
Correct.
Because that's, unfortunately, just not possible.
Oh.
Yeah. As far as we know, the way we think that the universe is working is that the whole universe was, the Big Bang happened, but not only was everything close together, but space was smaller. So the big, we say that the Big Bang was, you know, the universe was really, really tiny, sort of maybe less than the size of an atom. That means all the space, it's not just all the particles are really close together, but all the space was much smaller as well. So in some senses, we are at the moment where the Big Bang happened.
Yeah.
Because the space has expanded, because this bit of space we're in now was at the Big Bang. It's just expanded hugely and everything's a lot further apart.
I understand. Thank you very much. I understand. Thanks very much.
That's all right, Doug. This is quite pertinent, your call, because next week's programme will be coming partly from here in this country and also partly from Johannesburg in South Africa live, and it's going to be a space science programme, and one of the people we're going to be talking to is actually someone who has just won a massive prize for discovering the expansion of the universe and the fact that as the universe expands more, it gets faster, so it's expanding more the older it gets. Ooh. And he's been looking at the evidence for that, so you can find out all about that on next week's show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to join us on The Naked Scientist, you can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com. Don't forget Dave's kitchen science experiment, which is, Dave, just give us a little rundown of what you're doing over there.
Trying to find out whether it's better to put the milk in before you put... If you've got some tea and you're going to wait for 10 minutes, so it's better to put the milk in at the beginning or at the end in order to get your tea the hottest.